Delling Pole, R.I.P. Prince Philip, the Last Royal Climate Skeptic. By James Delling Pole on April 9, 2021. The late Duke of Edinburgh was no fool. One way he showed this was in his attitude to the climate change scare. Unlike his idiot son Charles or his brainwashed grandsons William and Harry, he knew it to be a load of old nonsense. Though convention dictates that royals are supposed to be discreet on contentious political issues, there were occasions when Prince Philip simply couldn't contain himself. One such was the time 10 years ago when the Duke was evidently infuriated by an encounter with a wind turbine operator. The man's name was Asbjørn Wilmar, managing director of Infinergy, one of the companies blighting Britain's seascape with offshore wind turbines. Wilmar impertinently suggested that the Duke install wind turbines on his royal property. The Duke, as the Mail reported, gave him short shrift. Mr. Wilmar said he introduced himself to the 90-year-old Duke at a reception and suggested he put wind turbines on royal property. He said that they were absolutely useless, completely reliant on subsidies and an absolute disgrace. "I was surprised by his very frank views," he said. When Mr. Wilmar tried to argue that onshore turbines are one of the most cost-effective forms of renewable energy, the Duke apparently replied, "You don't believe in fairy tales, do you?" Mr. Wilmar added, he said they would never work as they need backup capacity. And the Duke apparently told him, "You stay away from my estate, young man." The Duke's muscular views inevitably brought him into conflict with his woke whelp the Prince of Wales, who is, of course, a notorious climate alarmist and relentless green campaigner. Usually, these disagreements took place behind the scenes. But occasionally they burst into the open, as when the Duke invited botanist David Bellamy, a former BBC presenter who bravely dared question the global warming narrative and had his TV career cancelled as a result, to give a lecture at Buckingham Palace. Prince Charles, who had warned in March 2009 that there were less than 100 months to act to save the planet, made his displeasure known by issuing a coded statement of disapproval on the BBC's excruciating green propaganda show Countryfile. According to the Times of London. In Countryfile, BBC One's weekly rural affairs show, Prince Charles did not directly address climate change but indicated his broad concern. "We need to think about what kind of world we're handing on to our successors, particularly grandchildren," he said. "If you think of it in those terms, it should make us reflect a little bit about the way we do things so we don't ruin it for them." Gosh, which errant grandparent could Prince Charles possibly have had in mind? Though Prince Philip was himself a conservationist, he was definitely not a greenie. Indeed, he told the late Christopher Booker in a letter, written in response to his climate-skeptical book The Real Global Warming Disaster. Booker wrote, "I was startled and delighted to have a long, thoughtful and sympathetic letter from Prince Philip, who also wanted to correct a mistake in my book. I had said he was still a supporter of the World Wildlife Fund, which he co-founded in 1961. In fact, he said, he had withdrawn from the WWF after it switched from its original focus on saving endangered species to relentless campaigning against global warming." The Duke's enthusiasm was in marked contrast to that of his son Charles, as Booker reported. "The Prince of Wales protested that he was quite bemused by my views on global warming. Struck me off his Christmas card list, where I had been ever since was one of his advisors on environmental matters back in the 80s. R.I.P. Prince Philip."